2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL News Time, 3:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
this summer has broken the record for days with three-digit temperatures that last year was set, and summer's not even finished. Could this be the new norm? I'm KSL News Radio's Chris Jacobs.
Second, the Utah Jazz will officially open the season this year on October 19th against the Nuggets. The team released their schedule for the upcoming NBA season this afternoon. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
That's eastbound I-80, where construction delays really has traffic bogged down from Lake Point to the 201 junction. We also had some earlier slowing southbound I-15 by Hillfield. It's now shifted a little further south. You're going to see some heavy and slow traffic from about Burton Lane to the Highway 89 merge. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The hot weather's here to stay for a couple of days, then a cool down. I'm Matt Johnson.
Sunshine, 97 degrees. Now, we can move along directly to the KSL in-depth. Liz Cheney lost last night. Her congressional career is over, and it seems just about done. Now, she plans to open a new chapter in her life. ABC's Alex Stone is still in Jackson, Wyoming this afternoon. Alex, thanks for joining us. Liz Cheney is not slinking away with her tail between her legs.
No, not at all. And in fact, last night I was asking a lot of her supporters at her primary night party of how are they feeling about it and how do they think she feels. And they say this is only the beginning. And it went down, Jeff, exactly how polling indicated it would go. Liz Cheney lost here. Big margins. Harriet Hageman, she thanked President Trump for her win. But Cheney is saying that this is now the beginning of something new.
But now the real work begins.
And we're beginning to understand what that real work may be. Her campaign is telling us that in the next couple of weeks, she is going to be announcing that some of her money, she's got $14 million in campaign funds ready to be spent, going to be going toward creating an organization to oppose Trump if he tries to run for president again. That will be what she tries to do. And she is leaving the door open to running for president herself. She says she has not made that decision yet, but she did last night say,
"The great and original champion of our party, Abraham Lincoln, was defeated in elections for the Senate and the House before he won the most important election of all."
But, Jeff, the real unknown would be where she would fit into a presidential lineup. Republicans, if they are told, like they were here in Wyoming, not to vote for Cheney by President Trump, then it seems like it would be over at that point if she were to go independent. Does anybody ever win the president being an independent? Being a Democrat right now, she is their hero based on going against Trump, but she is very conservative in her views. She is pro-gun. She is pro-life. Seems like a lot of Democrats would say, whoa, that's one step too far and not go down that road. So where she would fit into it, nobody knows. It is all just conjecture right now. Will he run? Will she run? Nobody knows.
Okay, she has $14 million in campaign funds. She clearly didn't spend many of them last night. She was in a remote cabin for her quote-unquote party, hiding in essence for her own safety. That was some fascinating reporting you did yesterday. It sounds like this might be a long, lonely fight for Liz Cheney.
Yeah. According to her campaign, she gets a lot of threats. Her safety, she is in danger. We were on a cattle ranch. Think Yellowstone, if you watch that TV show, kind of that feeling in the shadow of the Grand Tetons. And We got the location shortly before. We were told you were barred from broadcasting where we are. Police were all around the area. But they say that is why she did not spend a lot of money holding campaign events here, because for her own safety, she couldn't be out in public. And they fear that somebody will get to her who's angry that she voted to impeach President Trump. So she does have a lot of money. But that was part of the criticism here, of that she didn't seem to be out in public and campaigning. Her campaign says she couldn't do it.
Alex, what was the final tally last night?
Yeah, numbers are still coming in. At one point, it looked like she may have only had about 30% of the vote. That's gone up a little bit since then, but she was way behind. And some thinking is, if she were to run for president, even if she only got 30% of Republicans who don't like President Trump in that, if she were to run as an independent, just pulling that 30% away from him, she would lose, he would lose. That would fulfill the vow that she is making to make sure he is never president again. It would be a kamikaze mission, but there is some thinking that might be what she does. But it was a pretty small number. But again, not a surprise, polling indicated going in.
Yeah, an anemic showing last night. Thanks a lot. ABC's Alex Stone live in Jackson, Wyoming this afternoon. It's 3:20.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.